Spring, is that you? Warmer temps mean new Allbirds styles. Meet the new Superlight Collection, the lightest ever shoes from Allbirds, now in fresh colors. These must-have travel shoes have a lighter-than-air feel and barely-there fit that made them the most packable shoes ever. Plus, they're comfy right out of the box. That means more comfort and less baggage. Experience how Allbirds is redefining comfort. Visit Allbirds.com and use code SUPER24 for a free pair of socks with a purchase of $48 or more. That's ALLBIRDS.com, code SUPER24.
This is 95.5 WSB, Atlanta's news and talk. And this is Atlanta, the food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Sponsored by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
And welcome to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Well, you're in for a treat this hour. We're doing restaurant matchmaking with my foodie correspondent, David Danzig, of the website bitesandsights.net. Now, let me explain how this works. First, there are certain types of food that you're looking for. Maybe a great lobster roll or the best deep dish pizza. Give us a call and David will ferret that out for you. He can find anything. Secondly, if you have a favorite restaurant, not a chain, but something that's off the beaten path that you go to all the time, give us a call. Tell us about it. Let the cat out of the bag. David and I will go try it a lot of times, and that becomes our favorite restaurant too. So give us a call at 404-872-0750. Phone lines are open now. That's 404-872-0750, and we get tons of calls, so call early on this. That's 404-872-0750. And David, I now have a favorite pastry shop.
So this morning I went up to Marietta to a longtime favorite, Dessert de France, which is it means sweets from France. There's two locations. There's one in Marietta. There's one in Roswell. It's just, we had gone to Paris, my family, earlier in the summer, and I was just having this craving for it. So if you do have that, if you're a Francophile and you just feel the need for croque madame and croissants and, avocado tartine and, you know, Eggs Benedict and things like that, Dessert de France, both locations. My friend Melissa owns it. Absolutely magnificent place. And then I just brought in all these pastries.
Oh, yes, you did.
I loved watching all the people in the studio's eyes light up like saucers.
I mean, I'm meeting people at the radio station. I didn't even know who worked here.
Yeah. So I've got pretty much everything we talk about is going to be up on my website, bitesandsites.net, B-I-T-E-S, the letter N, S-I-T-E-S.net. So I've got Dessert de France link up there if you want to check out Dessert de France.
Right.
I've been a busy boy, Belinda.
I got to admit. You've been eating your way through Atlanta.
I've really kind of, the scales in my my cholesterol medicine are really, are putting a lot of strain on them. Last night, I had one of the best meals I've had in the city. I mean, ever. I'm 53. I've lived here all my life. There's a new Japanese steakhouse that just opened on Peachtree Street. It's in the old Restaurant Eugene location. You remember where Restaurant Linton Hopkins spot? It's called Prefecture. So this is a omakase style. You can do a la carte, but it's basically a tasting menu Japanese steakhouse. And Prefecture is the name of districts on the island of Japan. There's 47 prefectures. So Prefecture Japanese Steakhouse. I did the 8-course omakase menu, Belinda.
And 8 courses?
Trust me, they are so skilled at portioning this stuff out and marrying flavors and textures and things like that. You walk out sort of on this cloud nine bliss.
Uh-huh.
It just was incredible, and you're eating A5 Wagyu. I mean, my eyes were closed most of the meal because I was just sort of having moment after moment. After just one of those experiences. So that's Prefecture Omakase menu. Prefecture Japanese Steakhouse. I'm going to put up some pictures on my website. I still am sort of processing that meal. It's from the guys who also run Nori Fish, which is over in Sandy Springs, which is more of a sushi omakase experience. This is a steak omakase. Oh. And my son said, I hate swallowing because that means like
it's over.
It's over.
Oh,
and I
wow.
was like, that's so well said. So
absolutely.
Check out Prefecture Japanese Steakhouse.
Okay. And you can give us a call, 404-872-0750. We've got a caller on the line, David. We have MJ in Lilburn. You're on WSB. How are you today, MJ?
I'm doing just dandy. How are you?
Good. So what do you have for us?
Always Fresh in Lilburn, Georgia.
Okay, Always Fresh. Tell us about
Always
it.
Always Fresh. And they're located on Five Forks out. I'm kind of new to that Lilburn area, but it's Always Fresh. It really is. Everything there is made in-house. They have certain meats on certain days. No fried chicken, though.
Okay.
Is it a meat and three, MJ?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, it's on Five Forks, Trickum. It's in Lilburn, Always Fresh Neighborhood Market and Restaurant.
Yes.
This looks really, I mean, their website is very 2001 like looking, but, you know,
they're
that's okay.
They're focusing on the food.
Yeah, that all fits with it, but it's shrimp and grits and Tuscan braised chicken, and it looks like they've got a prime rib.
Are we talking about the same place?
It says Always Fresh. Now, I mean, now I'm looking a little more. They haven't updated it since Valentine's Day, so that was the Valentine's Day meal. But I'll take your word for it, MJ. Okay, I'm seeing it. They got a meat plate and a veggie plate, and this looks a little baked chicken, meatloaf, pot roast, that kind of thing. So this looks really, really good. They just need to give a little TLC to their website, I think.
Exactly. Their broccoli casserole. It's just an absolutely drive to Lilburn from up in Alpharetta. It's worth the drive.
Wow. All
right. We will check it out. We'll put it up on David's website, bitesthelettersites.net. Okay, MJ?
All righty. And they also serve some of the best tea in Atlanta, but it's decaffeinated.
Oh.
That's okay.
No, what's the point?
I'm not mad.
That's like near beer. What are you doing?
Near beer.
That's it. Hey, y'all have a great day.
Thanks,
you
MJ.
Too, MJ. Thank you, darling. Have a good day. All right. We're taking your calls at 404-872-0750. We're going back to the phone lines and speak with Lee. Is it Lee or Leah?
Lee
in Austell. You're on WSB, sweetheart. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. How about yourself?
Good. So what is your question for David?
I'm looking for some good Italian restaurants around the Cobb County area.
Italian restaurants around Cobb. Tell me a little more. Like, are you looking for something like white tablecloth? You know, something like, you know, like a pizza?
Just like a basic Italian restaurant, nothing fancy.
Nothing fancy? A little
just
nicer
simple.
Than Olive Garden, maybe?
Something similar to that.
Something similar to that? There's a classic on Cobb Parkway that's been there for a million years, Scalini's, which is, you know, if you kind of go north on Cobb Parkway from the Truist Park, that place has just been an institution.
Their garlic rolls.
Yeah, I mean, I think Scalini's is going to scratch that itch. I mean, you know, if you like a good pizza, you can go to there's an Antico pizza in the Battery in there in Truist Park, and that's kind of the gold standard for pizza, especially Neapolitan pizza. But I think Scalini's is gonna really make you happy.
Sounds great.
Is that in the right district and area? It's like Smyrna. Oh shoot, Belinda, it's Scalini's is closed.
You're kidding me.
Okay,
David, I know this is not the geographic area that Lee is looking for, but it's on Piedmont Road.
Yes.
What is the name of that Italian restaurant that's been around for 50 years?
Oh, well, yeah, that's
I'm drawing a blank.
No, it's not Noni's. Oh gosh. Yeah, now I'm
Nina's?
Nino's.
Nino's
Italian restaurant it's on Cheshire Bridge.
Cheshire Bridge.
That place is the OG master. If you'll come in town,
I promise you the best Italian you've ever had.
Yeah, Nino's Cucina Italiana. That's been around for 54 years, and it's classic, and it's night after night after night, family run all 54 years, nicest people, best service. The waiters have been there for, 20-plus years. It is a classic experience. So if you can get down a little closer to town, Nino's Atlanta is just fantastic. I'll put a link up on the website.
Sounds great. I'll give it a try.
All right, Lee. Thank you for your call, sweetheart.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, I can't believe Scalini's.
I know.
No.
Oh, which one was it that people ate at to induce labor? Was that Provino's or was that Scalini's?
I think that was McKinnon's Louisiana. Wasn't that in Buckhead where they had the eggplant?
No, it was either Provino's or Scalini's.
Okay. Well, yeah, I know Scalini's had that legend about it as well.
It didn't work for me.
It didn't.
No, it didn't work for me. I was always late with the birth of my children.
Oh, gosh.
17 minutes after 2 o'clock, we're playing restaurant matchmaking with my foodie correspondent, David Danzig, of the website bitesandsights.net. So we're playing restaurant matchmaking, like I just said. So if you have a food that you're looking for, give us a call. If you want that deep dish pizza, or you like burnt ends barbecue, or you're looking for the perfect ribs, give us a call and we can find it for you. Or if you have a restaurant that you would like to share with us, also give us a call. And that number to do so is 404-872-0750. So, you're doing something fun on Monday night, David.
I know.
I'm so jelly over this.
A lot of people are jealous and also look at me a little strange, but I'm going to the Beyonce show, Belinda.
I'm in awe of you, David.
I am going to the Beyonce. The good Lord blessed me and my wife with some tickets, and I've never really, experienced her music before, but I've got my playlist and I've been rocking out. My kids got a video of me sort of, and in fact, there's a hilarious, on my website, I put up a funny, Instagram post that, if you click on, you'll see how I've been warming up for the show. But also on my website, I have a great roundup. There are some, Beyonce themed restaurant gatherings,
oh, cool.
Some drag brunches tomorrow and some after parties tonight. So go to bitesandsights.net if you want to see a couple of those.
How fun. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on 95.5 WSB.
Did you know that you can listen to Belinda, Atlanta's Morning News, and all your favorite WSB programs on your Amazon device? Just say, Alexa, play WSB, and we're on 95.5 WSB. Atlanta's News and Talk. Here's Belinda.
I hate to interrupt this. All right. We've got David Danzig in the studio. He's getting ready for his Beyonce concert on Monday. And that's Michael in there spinning the hits. And we're playing restaurant matchmaking, where you call in and give us a restaurant that you're looking for, or a type of food that you're looking for, or give us a restaurant that you're in love with that you want to share. And you can give us a call at 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. David, we're going to the phone lines because they're popular today, and speak with Mason in Athens. Mason, you're on WSB. How are you today?
I'm doing just great. I was calling to ask you all about an authentic Ethiopian restaurant, because we have one in Athens, but it's not really authentic. It's not as good as I've experienced in Africa.
Huh. Yeah. There's definitely probably the best known and the most reputable. There's two locations. It's called Desta Kitchen, and there's one on Briarcliff, which is, kind of on that way to Athens. If you're coming in town and you're heading back to Athens, you can stop over on Briarcliff. But they, Desta is sort of the long standard Ethiopian spot in town. Ethiopian's one of my less favorite styles, but I know how popular it is, and there's obviously some great things there.
All right, well, thank you.
Yeah.
All right, darling.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, I hope that scratches that itch.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much, Mason, for the call.
I'll put that up on bitesandsights.net. It's Desta Ethiopian Kitchen.
Okay, we have less than a minute left. Yeah. So where have you eaten lately, or what's on the dinner plan?
Well, speaking of African and Central, you know, African, there is a new buzzworthy hotspot that is now open. I went last week. It's called Verdure, which means lush greenery.
Mm-hmm.
And do you remember where One Midtown Kitchen was located? It's on this little tucked street called Dutch Valley Road. Mm-hmm. Right next to Piedmont Park entrance off of Piedmont Road. And Verdure has set up in what was formerly the Jai Ho Indian restaurant. Belinda, this place is a stunner. They crushed it out of the park with the decor. I've got this up on my website, bitesandsights.net. It's Central West African influenced cuisine. Everything's very approachable, so there's nothing you'll think is too exotic.
Okay.
Most gorgeous cocktails I've seen in forever. Absolutely check out Verdure. Again, check out my website, bitesandsights.net. I just did an Instagram post last night. If you want to go to my Instagram, follow me at bitesandsights.
Ooh, I can't wait to check it out. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on 95.5 WSB.
This is 95.5 WSB, Atlanta's news and talk. And this is Atlanta, the food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Sponsored by Georgia Spa Company.
And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton, along with David Danzig of the website bitesandsights.net in the studio. And we are taking your calls at 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. And just to recap how this works, if you have a food that you're looking for, like you want a cheesesteak, the best cheesesteak you've ever put in your mouth, call us and David will tell you where to find that. Or you have a restaurant that you absolutely love and it's off the beaten path, or, you know, it's really not one that a lot of people know about, but you love it, call us and tell us about it. And we'll put it up on bitesandsights.net and tell your fellow listeners about it. And David and I, a lot of times go to these restaurants and they become our favorite restaurants as well. So give us a call at 404-872-0750. And we have 30 minutes left to do so. And we're going to the phone lines, David, and speak with Maria in Suwanee. Maria, you're on WSB. How are you today?
I'm doing well, thank you. You?
Good. What do you have for us?
Okay, so my husband and I are celebrating our 30th anniversary this Monday. And,
congratulations.
Thank you. And my husband was treating me. We're going to go and stay at Avalon area overnight.
Nice.
And he wanted to try to find, I was trying to find a fun, unique restaurant in that area because I'm not very familiar with it.
Okay.
So I hope you can come up with some suggestions.
There's so many good options. Absolutely. Well, if you want to stay on campus, because Avalon, that's the brilliance of it. It's a tiny city, and that hotel's so beautiful, and you can just stroll out from there. There's some really wonderful restaurants. There's a great steakhouse, Oak Steakhouse. They also have a sister restaurant right next to it called Coletta. That's Italian. Those are both top tier, really well done, you know, they're anniversary worthy spots.
Okay.
If you're a little more adventurous, I mean, it's really not adventurous, but it's just got a little more exoticness to it. There's a Rumi's Kitchen. Do you know about Rumi's Kitchen?
Oh, yeah.
That's there. It's Persian, but I mean, it's just simplified. I would say it's Mediterranean.
Mm-hmm.
So
you
will love, I mean, Rumi's is sexy and it's beautiful and their food is just incredible. It's just a little bit outside that, you know, the steakhouse, you know, traditional Italian place. So Rumi's Kitchen would be great. And Belinda, you love a place up that way, right?
Halcyon, just a little more north of Avalon area. And the Halcyon area is called Cattle Shed. And the chef is a tiny little female, but she packs a punch. I mean, she was on Top Chef, I believe, and made it into the finalist, and it's called Cattle Shed, and everything on that menu, I did a tasting, is unbelievable.
cattle as in cows?
Yeah, cattle as in cows. Okay. Cattle shed.
Yeah, she won Chopped.
Awesome. Chopped, that's it.
Yes.
Oh,
Chef
nice.
Olivia Hurst is her name.
Yes.
And she's racked up a lot of accolades, and that restaurant's got a great buzz to it. So it's a little off campus, but if you don't mind a little drive or take an Uber, if you're gonna, imbibe a little bit. But yeah, I'll put all these links up at my website, which is bitesnsites.net.
Thank you.
You're
welcome,
and happy anniversary.
Thank you again.
Okay.
Have a good one.
You too. Bye bye. All right. Congratulations on that.
That is a beautiful thing.
Yes. And we're going back to the phone lines and speak with Kathy in Midtown. Kathy, you're on WSB. How are you, Kathy?
Doing well. And you?
Doing great. How can we help you today? What are you looking for?
I've got two things. I grew up here, but I have been away for work for more years than I can count. And I've now moved back. And there's two things I'm looking for. The first is a place that has gnocchi with gorgonzola cream sauce, an extra point if it's a spinach gnocchi, and a sushi buffet or an all-you-can-eat sushi.
Okay. Well, let's start with the, because that's a specific dish. Let's start with the sushi, okay? So you are looking for all-you-can-eat sushi because you want to kind of gorge a little bit, or you just... Because it's not always the best quality. I mean, just to be fair.
Yeah, I understand that. Sometimes I just want to make a little piggy of myself with sushi.
We understand.
Trust me.
I have two teenage boys. I understand.
I will. I'll do some damage. So there are three that I can attest to. There's one called Sushi Kiku, which is near Lenox Mall. It's off of Lenox Road. It's tucked away it's between the Buford Spring Connector and Peachtree Road on Lenox. And it's called Sushi Kiku. That's pretty good. I think the quality there's, the last time I was there, I was, pretty happy with. There's another one at Abernathy near 400, which is called Nori Nori.
I've had that one. That's great.
It's a buffet. So there's a lot of other items on there. Of course, all these websites are not very good at giving me prices, but I've got the links up to the website. You can do a little research and call them. There's another place up Buford Highway that is all you can eat conveyor belt sushi and or Korean barbecue. So it's called E-GYU. And again, I'll have all this up at my website, bitesandsites.net. But EGU, there's a lunch price and then there's a dinner price, and it's all you can eat sushi and or Korean barbecue, and you can cook the Korean barbecue at your table. That place is delicious. I mean, the sushi is okay. It's good. It's not, over the top. If you wanted to just kind of get into it, there is a conveyor belt sushi place. It's not all you can eat, but it's very reasonable. I think, if I'm not mistaken, the plates are $2.75 a plate. For two pieces, it's very reasonable, and you can stack up the plates, and it's called Kura Sushi, and sometimes it's called Kula, but I'll put up the link. It's Kura, and this is one of the most popular places in Japan, and so there's one out on off of Peachtree Industrial Boulevard. I'm not sure if you know where the Brand Smart is. There's also an H Mart. It's tucked back there. That's called Kura, and that's kind of where I go if I'm just going to go do some damage, because the quality's really good, and the variety's incredible, and it's fun, and, my family's addicted to it, and you pop the little plates into a slot, and it counts them up, and if you get 15 plates, you get a little toy. It is, so fun. So that's Kura Sushi. So, I like to do some sushi carnage myself, and I think those are all good. And I'll keep them all up at my website, which is Bites, the letter N, SITES.net.
Okay. Any hope on the gorgonzola gnocchi?
I mean, I'm trying to think where I would go. I mean, I'm going to have to look. I think La Tavola. Are you familiar with La Tavola? In the Virginia Highlands. It's a classic, great, phenomenal neighborhood restaurant. It's called La Tavola. And they do a cacio e pepe. And I'm just, I'm trying to get, you know, in real time, get you the information here. I think they might have some kind of a gnocchi with a cheese sauce like that. I'm going to do a little more research. I'll put the link up and just see if I can get you close to that. But that's an incredible dish. Yeah, that's very specialized. I may have to do a little more off-air research for you there.
I know a lot of places, you know, when you either go or you look at their website, they'll have a gnocchi dish, but it will be with some other kind of sauce.
Yes. And
my work took me to Milan an awful lot of times, and there was a place there that had a gnocchi with gorgonzola cheese sauce that you were very glad that they served the Italian rustic bread, because you didn't want to pick up the plate and lick it in front of other patrons.
Oh, I know. I know. We're kindred spirits on that. Let me do a little more and see maybe by the next break if I can give you something. I don't think La Tavola is doing a gnocchi. Let me do a little more research, but I'm now intrigued for my own personal grazing purposes.
Kathy, keep listening, because we'll look in the break, okay?
Ever see a place that has it? It's to die for.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I'm kind of obsessed. Thanks for
making
that.
We've got our marching orders.
Yeah.
Okay, darling. Thank you so much. Keep listening, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you, Kathy. All right, 45 minutes after 2 o'clock, you're listening to Atlanta Living. We're going back to the phone lines and speak with Wanda in Peachtree Corners. Wanda, what do you have for David and myself?
Yes, I'm going to tell you about a fantastic restaurant.
Excellent.
Hidden Secret in Peachtree Corners called Eating Americana.
Ooh, Eating Americana.
Yes, the seafood pasta is the best in the world.
Oh.
And his bread pudding is also fantastic. And everything on the menu. I've never had anything that I didn't love. The shrimp, the fried chicken, the shrimp and grits, his Saturday and Sunday brunch, just fantastic. Chef James has been in the Atlanta area for quite some time at different restaurants, and this is his very own restaurant. And he does a great job at everything.
Well,
and great service.
You've hit me where I love seafood pasta and bread pudding.
Oh,
those are my love languages.
Yeah.
You must have. Don't miss it.
Yep. I see it. Eating Americana out in Norcross. This looks really cool. It's funny that he calls it Eating Americana. He's got all these international plates, but that's so awesome. I'm not picking on him. Tell James I'm coming
but
to
also
see
his
him.
Fried chicken is fabulous.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing. Some meatloaf, I'm seeing some good old stick to the ribs Americana stuff here.
And
so.
I know you think green beans, green beans,
right?
Who cares?
Right.
Beans? Oh, his green beans are fabulous.
I love stuff like that when somebody just makes a uninteresting vegetable dish like something that just
knocks
is
it
so
out
memorable.
The park.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Okay,
he
Wanda.
Does a great job.
Thank
Don't
you.
Miss out.
And for
Thank
those
you.
Listening, David will have the link up to Eating Americana, which is in Peachtree Corners, up on his website, bites, the letter N, sites.net.
Perfect.
It's up there
I hope
now.
Everybody goes. It's fabulous.
Okay, darling. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Wanda.
Take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, David, we have about a minute left, so I don't want to rush into another call.
Yeah.
Or we could...
I've got something cool to tell everybody
about. Okay, tell
me. So one of my favorite... it's not a festival. It's really a fundraiser, but it's one of my favorite annual things. It's called the Party in the Kitchen. And this is now 20... This is a 20-year fundraiser, and it raises money for Open Hand. And it's run by one of the great chefs of our city, Jerry Kluskala.
You love him.
He teams up with Kevin Rathburn and Peter Kaiser and just some of the best chefs. And this is, if you want to, you know, make a difference and give some money and just get your money's worth, check out Party in the Kitchen. It's going to be at September the 28th from 7 to 10. It's at the Stave Room in the American Spirit Works, which is right over, you know, here in the on the west side. There's a link up to that. Get your tickets for Party in the Kitchen. I'm going to go. I love supporting this event, and I can't wait to go September 28th.
And I'm sure you'll have a link up on your website.
It's there now, Belinda.
It's there, of course.
Go right now.
Go right now. Bitesandsites.net. Okay, you're listening to Atlanta Living only on 95.5 WSB.
Now, back to Atlanta Living with Belinda.
And welcome back to Atlanta Living for our final segment. It goes by so fast, David, of Atlanta Living doing restaurant matchmaking. I want to thank my guest, David Danzig. And everything we've talked about today is up on his website, bitesandsites.net. That's bites, the letter N, sites.net. Let's quickly go to the phone lines and speak with Glenn in Gainesville. Glenn, you're on WSB. How are you today?
Doing great, and how are you?
Good. So what are you looking for?
Well, I'm looking for kind of a tavern-y kind of bar field restaurant. I'm really new to the Gainesville area and just looking for something that, you know, would be a fun place to go eat.
You know, I just kind of, I live in Midtown, but so I have a client up in Gainesville. So I went up and spent some time. He owns the GMC dealership up there, Jim Hardman. And Jim took me around. Gainesville is unbelievable right now. It is, my jaw dropped open. There's a new live music venue called the Boot Barn. Have you seen the Boot Barn?
Yes, I've seen it.
Holy smokes. Like, there's only two of these in the country, Belinda. And Gainesville got one. I don't know if you're aware, they just opened a new Hawaiian restaurant. Called Hello Hilo. So this is like all new to me. There's two places on earth that produce King's Hawaiian rolls. You know those King's Hawaiian rolls?
Oh, I love those.
One is Hilo, Hawaii. The other one is Gainesville, Georgia.
Oh, wow.
So Hello Hilo is a place. It just opened up. I've got to go check out Hello Hilo. I don't think that's the kind of... you know, gastropub you're looking for. There is one that Jim mentioned called Recess, R-E-C-E-S-S. I haven't been to it, but it looks fantastic. It's called Recess Pub. So I'll put that up on my website. But Gainesville, you have knocked my socks off. I'm coming back to spend some more time up there. I'm going to Hello Hilo. I got to check out this Recess and then the Boot Barn. So I hope that helps. And I think you're going to have a great time up there, man. It is on fire.
Hello Hilo place looks really good.
It looks unbelievable. I'm going to make the hour. I may just go after the show.
Just go after the show.
I'm going right now.
All right. I'll be right behind you.
Thank you.
All right, David, you can find everything we've talked about at Bites, the letter N, sites.net. Thank you so much for joining us. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on 95.5 WSB.